secret.
Miller? I don't know. Yeah, it just seems to be finding me out there. I'm just trying to get open, and it's been working the last games.
Seems like you're burying a lot of shots, too. It seems like you're getting a lot of good opportunities and burying a lot of shots.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm getting a lot of chances. Obviously, I wanted to score on the first one, and it's nice to get a couple after that.
Michael, that pass, did you take it on the backhand? I mean, did you make it look easier than it was?
Which one?
On the first goal.
Yeah, it was a good pass. I think they all went over to Milzy and G driving the net, so I had a lot of time to get the pass. It was obviously a nice sauce pass from Milzy right in the middle, and gave me a lot of time.
Have you grown accustomed now to expecting him to find you wherever you are and whenever?
Pretty much, yeah. Obviously, he has great vision out there, and it's just easy for me to get open and try to use my speed and let them make the plays, and they obviously can score goals too, so they had a team got to watch out for that.
The 4-minute PK the entire night was such a storyline. Why was it so successful?
I think it starts with the goalie. If your goalie is the best penalty killer, they say, you're going to have a good night out there. So we're just trying to help him out, blocking shots. G made a few great blocks out there quick here, and it's been like this for the whole season.
Yeah, blocking shots has been a thing here for a number of years. Does it become contagious? I asked JT the same thing. When you see guys do it shot after shot.
Yeah, for sure. I think people showing the sacrifice in their body, trying to help out the goalie and trying to help out the team, it hurts for a bit. But I think at the end of the day, the win matters, and everyone is putting their body on the line. So the guys get up on the bench when there's a big block, just like a goal scored.
If you look at your career, you've scored 30 before in the NHL back in 2010. There's a little lull, last couple of years. What's the difference between then and now?
Probably confidence, and I think, like I said many times before, Hazy and Milzy are great playmakers, and we just found some chemistry right away from the start of the season, so we've just been carrying that for them for most of the year.
Is it almost too